This is Good News Hour. And your speaker again today is Evangelist David S. Horn of Denver, Colorado, coming to you with another message from the Word of God. In a previous broadcast, I spoke to you on a word of promise to Abraham. Then the land of promise to Abraham. Then a child of promise to Abraham. Then a nation of promise to Abraham. Then a Savior through that source came through the seed of Abraham. Well, beloved friends, you are now in the New Testament dispensation. We're going to bypass Abraham from the Old Testament, and now we're coming into the New Testament. Someone has said, well, I can fully understand how God would bless and did bless and made the promises good in the life of Abraham, but I wonder if God means that for me. Well, beloved friends, I want to read to us now from the book of Galatians, and this time it's going to be in chapter 3, and I will read with you from verse 14. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. I like that, beloved friends, because I'm a Gentile by birth. But I am a born-again sinner saved by grace, and I belong to the seed of Abraham, which is spiritually the seed. He spoke to Abraham on one occasion. He said, Abraham, your seed is going to be as the sand of the sea. That's earthly. Then he said, Abraham, your seed is going to be as the stars of heaven. That's heavenly. Now, I belong to that heavenly body. I belong to that innumerable company of those redeemed by the blood of Christ, and I'll see Abraham in the glory land. Well, beloved friends, I must read further from this chapter that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. Now, this is the source. This is the way it's coming through Jesus Christ that we might receive the promise of the Spirit by faith. God made Abraham promises, and He made them all good. God makes us promises, and He wants to make them all good, but we receive them only now, not by sight, but we receive them by faith. The Word of God says, the just shall live by faith. It says, ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. We have never seen our beloved Lord with these natural eyes. And we sometimes say, though we have never seen the face of our beloved Lord, yet He is revealed to faith through His own precious Word, and we see Him by faith as the man that was led out to Calvary's cross. We see Him as the crucified one. We see Him as the sin-bearer. We see Him as the Savior of the world, that the blessing of Abraham from God might come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, and it comes to us by faith. Now to Abraham and to his seed were the promises made. He made them to them, but he transfers them in New Testament language and brings them to us. Well, it says in the same chapter in verse 8, and the Scriptures foreseeing that God would justify the heathen, He would justify the Gentiles. This again is the way through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thy seed shall all nations be blessed. And I tell you, friends, every nation under heaven's shining sun has been blessed through that one man. He was the blesser. I mean, he brought the man that brought the blessings to the entire world. Maybe someone is saying, who is that man you're speaking about? He is a foreigner to me, a stranger to me. Well, that's God's beloved Son. That's the Savior of the world. And Abraham began the head of the Jewish race, and from that source our Savior was born, and He became the Savior of the world. Now we'd like to introduce you to Him at this very time as a Savior that loves the Gentiles. I'm reading further to you from the Word of God, and this time it's found in the book of Romans, and it's chapter 4. And when God made a promise to Abraham, this is what He says in verse 20 of that chapter. That he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Why, friend, unbelief is a terrible thing. We can believe one another, and we believe a lot of things reading in the daily papers. But when it comes to the Bible, When it comes from God, men just simply can't take God at His word. Doesn't He mean what He says? Why, again, I repeat to you, beloved friends, that it's impossible for God to lie, that we might have strong consolation, where fled for refuge, to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. Set before us, yes, whom God hath set forth to be the propitiation for our sins, that through faith in His blood we can have that forgiveness. Again, I read from that same chapter, it said of Him, He staggered not. It was a staggering blow, so to speak. A man who had never seen the land of Canaan was promised that land, and he embraced that promise. The man who was 75 and past had the promise of a son, and as yet he had no son. And he lived until, we mentioned in a previous broadcast, until he was almost 100, and his wife was 90, and God made good that promise, and they rejoiced together. They said, God hath made me to laugh. Now, friends, I'm passing this on to you as from God. It's found in His precious holy word. And in verse 23, He says this, Now it was not written for His sake alone that it was imputed unto Him. Will you hear the next four words? But for us also. He is writing to the church of Rome. He is writing to the Gentiles. And He says, But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on Him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. Then He goes on to say, Who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into the grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Why, someone said, I can't have anything to rejoice in. I can't rejoice. Well, I can. In the hope of the glory of God, and that hope one of these days will give place to sight when He comes for His blood-bought church and takes us from this world into His very presence, and then we'll go in to go out no more. And the glory of all lands is not the land, it was then the land of Canaan, but the glory of all lands is the heavenly place, is heaven itself, it's the home of all the redeemed. And you can join that ransom throng by receiving the Lord Jesus Christ, that promised Messiah, as your Savior, as your Lord, and as your Redeemer. Well, He said it was written for us also. Remember us that may be hearing at this very time. You may be at this moment languishing on a bed of sickness. You may be weary and tired and worn and sad. And you may be longing for deliverance. I tell you at this moment, look to Calvary's cross and see that suffering Savior that opened up a way back to God. In John 14 and 6, He says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He is the way. Take Him and you'll have the way. He is the life. Take Him and you'll have the life. He is the truth. Take Him and you'll have the truth. Everything is wrapped up in Him. And the word of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 in the last verse, He is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. And He is my wisdom that will guide me safe to glory. He is my righteousness, as God said to Abraham when he believed God. It was counted to him for righteousness, and it will be counted to you for righteousness. And then He's made sanctification, set apart for God. And then He is made our Redeemer. Redemption, oh wonderful story. Glad message for you and for me that Jesus has purchased our pardon and paid all the debt on the tree. Then we often sing, My Redeemer, oh what beauties in that lovely name appear. None but Jesus in His glory shall the honored title wear. My Redeemer, oh, how sweet to call Him mine. Is He your Redeemer? Has He redeemed you to God by His blood? Others have been redeemed out of every kindred, tongue, nation, and people. And that Redeemer and Savior wants to be yours. You can have Him just now. You can have Him at this moment if you will do as Abraham did. embrace the promise that was sent to the Gentiles. I read this once again. And the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ our Lord. Come upon the Gentiles. Now I'm reading once more. This time it's Hebrews and it's chapter 6, and I'm going to read with you verse 13. When God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. He got the land. He got the child. Everything was made good, and God will make everything good that he has promised in his word. Can you trust him? Will you trust him? The hymn writer said, only trust him. Only trust him. Only trust him now. He will save you. He will save you. He will save you now. Wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. You have his word. Then you have his oath. Now if you will but take him at his word, believe in God, receive his son, make good that promise in your heart. I mean, take it, embrace it, make it yours, and God for Christ's sake will forgive your sins and save that precious never dying soul of yours, and we'll meet you and Abraham in the kingdom of God.
Thank you for listening in, friends, and I'm sure your heart must have been strangely warmed as you listened to that wonderful story of the pledge and promise that was made by our God, not only to Abraham, but to all who are willing on him to believe. Now, we'd like to get a line from you. We want to know that these programs are really producing something for God and for eternity. Of course, if you believe the gospel and that you've been helped, or if you've been saved, and if you don't write and tell us, we'd have no reason to know it. This address will reach us, Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas, or Good News Hour, care of the station to which you are listening. Meantime, may God bless you with our prayer.